yeah, for sure. I'm still not in a real good position. I'm even on a ham radio operator, and I got a handful of amateur radio equipment and stuff. I've got an FTDX-1200 for my base HF rig and stuff like that, but I'm still not in a real good position if a 2000 did present itself. I mean, I suppose I'd still like to have one just for the sake of having one, especially if it's in good condition and not, like you say, heavily modified and all that kind of stuff. I'd still like to probably have one. They came out with that Cobra 29 XLR or something like that. Digital display. You could change colors in it. You know, green, blue, red, yellow, whatever. I mean, that was a really, really nice radio. The only problem, in my personal opinion, was they didn't make it in a sideband model, like the 148. So they were copying, you know, the basic Cobra 2000, or Cobra 29 mobile. They were going after that, strictly AM only. The FM wasn't out at the time. So, but they should have made a sideband model, AM upper and lower sideband. They never did. Cobra never did that. And I think that's kind of bad of them. So that's why I didn't buy one or attempt to try to get one, because it didn't have sideband in them. Now I'm if I do decide to get a CB, I am holding out. I'm interested maybe in the President McKinley 2 or the Washington or one of them that's got AM, FM, and sideband in it too. Got it all really going for it. Andy, there you go. Back to you.
Yeah, I have a friend who's like interested in the Striker brand. As far as functionality, it's there. It's got a nice display. It's got a few options for color and Echo Talkback. I think is an absolute useless feature, but that's just me. And a preference for other people, but nice display. I don't think it's got